This is episode number 2321 of the Who Cares News for Monday, October 24th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Just when you thought the James Corden issue was closed?
It's not.
But wait, there's more.
No.
Last week, James went ahead and agreed to do a pre-planned interview in a restaurant with the New York Times. And James says he didn't do anything wrong in the Balthazar incident.
Oh, come on. Didn't he apologize profusely?
Yeah. And you know what? He probably would have gone to bed at that point.
No.
But no. It's one of those things where he got in the bed, then he rolled over to the other side of the bed and got out and came around.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I haven't done anything wrong on any level. I feel so zen about the whole thing.
Oh, come on now.
Because I think it's so silly.
Oh, come on.
I just think it's beneath all of us, he said.
Oh, stop it. James, stop it. You're making an ass of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude.
You know, when the guy says he's been in business for 25 years, Balthazar, or chef for 25 years or whatever. And so when he described the two incidents from James Corden, I thought, I've seen worse than that.
Yeah, right.
You know, so he... It's not that I excuse James Corden at all.
But I think it's the way he did it and the way what he said. You know, do your job. Do your job, or whatever he said.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen worse than that.
Do your job. Yeah.
So I haven't done anything wrong.
I get it, but
so James's comments got him back on the banned list at Balthazar.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, said owner Keith McNally. Was he joking, or was he denying being abusive to my servers?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Whatever Corden meant, his implication was clear. He didn't do it.
Yeah.
So James intends to give his side of things on his show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And might want to set your DVR.
I hope he doesn't try and make it into a joke thing tonight as part of his monologue.
Well,
hopefully he just comes out and says, I'm sorry for whatever, and you know, if I cause any trouble.
The fact that he said in an interview,
yeah,
I didn't do anything wrong, I think it's highly possible he might joke about it, because what do you follow with stupid? More stupid.
Well, I get that, but I think he's got handlers.
He's got
handlers who probably are going to educate him about all this bad press he's getting. Because it's all bad.
Yeah.
It's all bad. And by the way, I understand, though he's leaving the Late Late Show, he's still got TV commitments here in the United States.
Yeah.
He's got a series that he's doing for Amazon. He's trying to get movies. I mean, hey, James, you might want to listen to your agent who's been calling you on speed dial for the last week telling you to shut your trap. Save your career. Man.
Egos. Man. The Hollywood people and
well,
egos.
I know. It doesn't end well.
No, it doesn't
end well.
And this is, if he had said, you know what, I didn't realize when I was doing it, like I said, I'm sorry for anything that I did, you know, blah, 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 period.
All he has to do is own it. If he owns it. You know, he's like, you know what? They're right. Heat of the moment. We got a little hot under the collar, whatever. And I apologize. I apologize to Keith. I apologize to his staff. You know, I was totally out of line. And that, it's over. It's over.
So you know how I said, like, you know, get in the bed, roll to the other side, and get out and come back around?
Yeah.
So he owns it.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So the owner gives it to James. James is holding it, smiles, and said, I'm sorry. Owner walks away. James turns around, hands it all to someone else, and walks off. Same thing. He don't give a crap.
There you go.
George Clooney was on the Drew Barrymore show on Friday.
Oh, I missed it.
It was cute. George is funny, though.
He's funny. I love Drew's show. I just never get to think about it. It's like I should watch it. But
I watch clips.
Okay. Well, yeah, I could do that, I guess.
So I consume.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's had such a crooked little smile. So cute, though. I say that every time.
You do. Every time.
She does.
Anyways, on Friday, he described his near-disastrous marriage proposal to them all.
What? Near-disastrous?
Near-disaster.
Burned down the building? What
he said it was a disaster. I planned it out. I planned the whole thing out, he said.
Hmm.
I've got the ring in a little drawer behind her. I've made dinner, and we had only been dating for about 6 months.
Wow, he was going to propose to her at 6 months. That's crazy.
When he knew, he knew. He knew.
Well, and he's George Clooney, and so, you know, he had dated everybody on the face of the earth, him and John Mayer. So, yeah. You know.
Leo DiCaprio.
And Leo. Yeah. But Leo had no intention still of getting settled down.
So. Well, George didn't until
he met them all. Yeah, no, that's
Leo's
true.
Leo's got a little ways to go.
Yeah, yeah, he's... Yeah. You know, like George was like 50-something when he got...
Yes.
Yeah, so Leo's got a couple of years, Scott.
So he planned to have them all grab something from the drawer where the ring was located.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
And then, the song, Why Shouldn't I, by his aunt Rosemary Clooney, was playing.
Rosemary Clooney. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't get any better than Rosemary. Oh, yeah.
Well, things quickly took a turn from the worst when she discovered the ring and thought it belonged to one of his ex-girlfriends.
Like he just carelessly left it in the drawer that he asked her to get something from.
So he said, she kind of pulls this thing out, this little drawer, and there's a diamond ring in there, and she looks at it, and she's like, there's a
ring in here.
Like somebody left a ring there years ago, and I'm like on my knee.
I'm on my knee. No, it's for you, honey. It's for you.
Well, since you found the ring, I'll propose.
I don't think she said no. I think she said yes. And I think they're still saying yes.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard anything bad about these guys.
No.
You know? They had the twins.
Yep.
They've lived through the terrible twos by two, right? Although they probably had nannies. I mean, they're the kind of people that would be like, yeah, you know what? We had these kids.
No.
And we got the nannies.
No. They have nannies.
Yeah.
But they're still really involved.
Okay. Right.
George, they love being... George evidently loves being a dad.
Okay.
And I can see that. I can see it.
All right. Okay.
I just don't
think they're Mila and Ashton parents.
No.
Mila and Ashton, they're not giving their kids baths. I mean, they're doing the whole
jeepers.
Bit. You know, they're real parents.
You always go back to the
they're
baths.
They're real parents. They're real parents. I just don't see George and Amal being super real parents. I don't know. Anyway, so who was he? He was engaged to Clooney. Was he ever engaged before or not? Or was it just Stacy Keibler was a girlfriend?
That was just one of the many.
Okay.
All yeah.
Right. But yet, Amal thought that he'd been engaged before because she thought they were engaged to somebody. So.
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't have George's list with me. Okay.
All right.
I left it somewhere.
With our apologies to Amal Clooney and also... to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.